This is Akashvani, the news read by Kiran Jha. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said the ongoing census exercise is not just a government task but a responsibility of all citizens, and that everyone's participation is vital. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani, Mr. Modi said every Indian must be aware of the census campaign, the world's largest enumeration exercise. He's added that the census 2027 will be conducted digitally with enumerators using a mobile app to record information.
Janagana 2027 ko digital banaya gaya hai. Sari jankari seedhe digital madhyam mein darj ho rahi hai. Ghar ghar jane wale karmchariyon ke paas mobile app hai. Ve aapse baat karke usi mein jankari darj karenge. Is baar janagana mein aapki bhagidari bhi aasan banayi gayi hai. Aap khud bhi apni jankari darj kar sakte hain.
Lauding the country's nuclear scientist, the Prime Minister said fast breeder reactor at Kalpakkam achieving criticality in a historic milestone in India's nuclear energy journey. He noted that the reactor has been built entirely with indigenous technology and apart from generating energy will also produce new fuel for the future. Mr. Modi also spoke about the growing role of wind energy in powering India's progress and noted that the country has recently achieved a major milestone in this sector. Highlighting developments in the northeast, the Prime Minister said bamboo, once considered a burden, is now driving employment, business and innovation. Top political leaders are giving a final push to sway voters in West Bengal as the high-voltage campaign for the second and final phase of the assembly elections in the state concludes tomorrow. Voting in the state for the second phase is scheduled to take place on Wednesday. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Modi addressed public rallies and the meeting at Arambagh in Hubli district and Bangaon in North 24 Parganas districts today. Later, Mr. Modi held a massive roadshow in Kolkata. Speaking at Arambagh, Mr. Modi claimed dueling TMC's corruption and governor's failure have pushed people to edge. He said resolve to remove them is now stronger than ever. Speaking at Bangaon, Mr. Modi said the BJP's commitment to ensuring women's security in West Bengal is reflected in his decision to give poll tickets to one of the survivors of the violence in Sandesh Khali, Rick Apatra, and Ratna Devnath, who is the mother of R.G. Khar Medical College rape murder victim. He had said that the farmers' welfare is a key priority of the party, adding that the BJP-led central government has doubled the minimum support price of jute, increased procurement threefold, and made jute packaging mandatory for wheat and rice while banning single-use plastic to boost demand and support jute mills in West Bengal. Meanwhile, senior BJP leader Amit Shah is also on the campaign trail in West Bengal and addressed a rally at Tehata and Ranaghat in Nadia district. Senior Trinamool Congress leader Abhishek Banerjee held a rally at Purvasthali Uttar in Purva Vardhaman district. He also held a roadshow from Falta to Jagannathpur in Nathundrastar Moor. Prime Minister Modi will be on a two-day visit to Sikkim from tomorrow. On Tuesday, Prime Minister will visit Orchidarium in Gangtok, which features world-class orchid experience centre to showcase the ecological and the floral heritage of the state. He will also participate in the closing ceremony of Sikkim's 50th year of statehood celebration at Paljor Stadium. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said that the India and New Zealand will sign a free trade agreement in New Delhi tomorrow, marking a significant step towards strengthening economic ties between two countries. In the IPL, cricket, chasing a target of 156 runs set by Kolkata Knight Riders, host Lucknow Super Giants, were 128 for 6 in 18 overs at Ikhana Cricket Stadium when reports last came in. Earlier put into bat, Kolkata Knight Riders posted 155 runs for the loss of second wickets in stipulated 20 overs. And that's the end of the bulletin.